B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The Sports Show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Remember, the Celtics do not have a timeout. Horford boxing out Cauley-Stein just in case. Morris has Bealiza on the far side. Buddy Hield with 7.6 to go for the tie. Got it. Celtics do not have a timeout. We're even at 109. Morris inbound. Safe to Gordon Hayward. Hayward, half court, 6 seconds to go. Hayward, left-hand dribble drive. Gets near the cup, hangs in the air. Tough shot is good. 2 seconds to go. Buddy Hield fields it, but before he can, Dave Yeager calls the timeout. There were 2 seconds left when Gordon Hayward hit the shot from the baseline.
Wow. All right, do we consider that a response for the Celtics last night, following it up with another win?
I guess.
Yeah. I think so.
It's a bunch of kids.
I think you can give them credit for it.
It took a bunch of kids to almost overtime. But it's in the progression of Hayward.
Wait, what does that mean?
It's a bunch of kids.
Who's a
Buddy Hield and company? I remember watching him.
Sorry. I thought you were referring to the Celtics as a bunch of kids.
God no, they should have won that game by 15.
You say no.
Second
Hardy.
Night of back to backs without Kyrie Irving.
I look at it and say, hey, you almost screwed it up.
Back-to-back.
Gordon Hayward with a terrible foul in the final seconds of the game, fouls him on a three, and he comes back down the floor, and it's a game winning.
I forget who the hell was on the broadcast on Sunday when you're watching the Houston game. And somebody was pitching about who coaches anyone to get in the face of anybody attempting a three. Because when's the last time any defender has ever blocked a 3-point field goal attempt in the NBA? And it's the truth. So what the hell are you doing?
No, it's not. Who said this?
Who blocks? I don't know. Somebody said it on the broadcast on Sunday.
So you shouldn't defend the three?
Defend a three, but when you go up and you slap a hand.
Oh, guys get fouled shooting threes.
I know they get fouled, but it's like it's a 3-point game at that point. Either make it or you're putting a guy on an easy 3-point on the line.
So suggesting that you really
I've had it driving in today. I have.
That you really don't truly
I don't really care.
Oh boy.
Yeah. So they didn't blow it. Good for them. They won. They didn't get beat by 20. So there's my Celtic take.
Now wait a second. They're out on the West Coast and when we were talking about playoff teams.
Gordon Hayward, Al Horford, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum. You should have beat that team by 10 or 15 points.
They're on the West Coast though. Weren't you the one telling me during football season how much the travel affects you and all that stuff? They got back-to-back games out west.
That only applies to the Patriots.
That only applies to football.
Yeah. That applies to physical contact. Actual physical contact.
Oh, so the Patriots play back-to-back nights ever?
Nothing to do with sleeping in hotels, like I was told before, not having your home base. Back-to-backs,
well,
West Coast.
They stay at the Ritz, man. So, I mean, they got nice beds. It's not like they're staying at a Marriott. No offense, Marriott. But
football teams have to stay at a Motel 6?
Well, some beds are bad, yeah. Yeah.
You're out of here.
When you're 350 people,
why don't you want to give them any credit?
Oh, I give them credit. That's good. That's a good win for them. They got, like I said, they got to string a bunch of
kids
together.
You said you almost got beat by a bunch of kids.
Well, that's reality. You did. You almost that group of kids almost took you.
I called that game a scheduled loss last night before it happened.
I wouldn't call that. You really?
Yes. Coming off a big emotional win against Golden State when you had been in a tailspin as a team, and then you have another game the very next night out on the West Coast. Yeah, that's a game that you lose. That's a game that you lose by 8 against the team you should beat.
Under normal circumstances. Right?
Was Kyrie with them?
I don't think, and I think that nothing is a given with this team right now.
Right.
And that it's not even normal circumstances, and yet they found a way to win the game. There is credit in finding ways to win.
Was Kyrie with them last night, or did he stay back and hang out?
He had a thigh contusion. And we'll miss, I don't know, at least last night's game. I don't know if he's going to miss any more time beyond that.
Forget about the score. Forget about whoever got fouled at the end. This team, 3 days ago, and remember what we were talking about with this team 3 days ago. Tell me that they went out west and got back-to-back wins against Golden State and whoever. Insert, team B here.
Yeah, but the big one was Golden State. That's the marquee matchup of this trip.
If I were to tell you 3 days ago, you know what? Not only are they going to go out west, but they're going to win back-to-back games, and one of them they're going to win without Kyrie Irving. You're telling me you're not impressed with that and give them a lot of credit?
No, I would believe that because of how they have played when Kyrie's not there and the fact that they actually have talent. It wouldn't surprise me if they went 2 in a row.
against
Golden. When has this team not gotten up for either Cleveland or Golden State during a regular season for a single matchup, a one-night thing?
I just think you're not putting it in proper context of where they're at
Houston,
in this season.
Houston Rockets.
Yeah.
There's your example.
Okay, they're going to finals.
No, there's an example where they didn't get up for a game. Houston at home.
Yeah.
Sunday.
Yeah.
That was, four days
so they've I give them credit for, putting that behind them quickly because that could have turned worse. So there you go.
I don't know. I don't want to take anything away from him today.
Then don't.
I don't see how you can. I don't see how you can take anything away from that team today.
Okay.
Put any kind of asterisk next to that win.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it. Not going to do it to them. Now it's a good win?
All right, we changed his mind. It took 6 minutes.
I'm fine with it. Whatever.
Changed his mind.
Whatever. It's I'm not going to sit here and act impressed. They won. They should win those type of games.
I mean, I'm not overly impressed with it, but I'm giving them the credit that
you're going to get out of
that first game
against a bunch of kids.
And the second night of back-to-backs out west after you without your best player.
I didn't know all of a sudden they had scheduled losses. Yeah, that's fine. Whatever. I really don't care. I really don't care if they won or lost the game.
No, that's good.
Night.
That'll be good.
You all right today?
I'm fine. Just a little stressed out from the drive. That's all.
You made it here.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
You all made it on time.
Sure
flying
did.
Through, coming in on two wheels.
Yeah, coming in hot.
We all were.
That's good. Yeah.
We're here. We're going to do
good.
It.
Good. All right. Ravens are holding a press conference today for a tight end. That's going to be a fun day for them down there.
Who?
Ravens. Yeah, Baltimore Ravens are holding
You want to talk about that?
For a backup tight end, yeah.
You want to talk about things I don't care about?
Yeah, there you go.
Ravens press conferences for backup tight ends.
Yeah.
I have a question about Kyrie's injury. That is bruised,
scheduled sit out.
Bruised left thigh.
Yeah.
When did he bruise?
When did this occur?
Do we have to go back and watch the game the other night? Supposedly it happened on a pick and roll with Hal.
Okay. And it was so bad that he couldn't play. Or is this star treatment?
It could be the new NBA.
It's okay,
right?
Kyrie.
Yeah.
You played well, and we played well as a team last night, so you could take tonight off.
Thought went through my mind.
Is this like
thought went through my mind?
Patting the dog on the head, like good doggy, good boy.
I would use that metaphor, but
is that what that is?
I would say more placating your very sensey star player. Pampering him.
Pampering. Yes.
I would not use the metaphor patting a dog on the head.
Why? Why?
it's gonna upset people.
Why? What's wrong? People like it.
Who's the guy touched one of the Celtics on the head?
Kyrie's a dog now.
Oh no.
Sorry.
No, I get what you're saying. No, I'm not comparing him to a dog.
Who was that to touch? Was it Isaiah Thomas or Marcus Smart? Somebody patted on the head and he said, "Don't touch me ever on the head again." It was like a year ago with the Celtics. Was that what I think it was Isaiah Thomas. Somebody patted him on the head.
I'm trying to express the pampering that you described.
Yes, pampering.
Yes.
Yeah. That thought ran through my mind.
I think it could be it tightened up on him. Maybe he
I think it could
he
be
banged
a,
it. And
you,
ba- it
you bang it on one of those high tables they put in the entryway to a nice hotel room. Again, on the road. Yeah. Tough spot. Unfamiliar circumstances.
What is this?
Got tight quad.
I just don't get that.
It's why he gets the night off.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
because that's what
it
feels
like. It's not great.
It feels like a night off. You had everything going your way and everything, meaning everyone played well, Kyrie included, the night before. And you had a really big team win. And he was so hurt that he couldn't try and get back out there and try and keep that going.
See, if it's not real.
I mean, if you want to set the example, Kyrie, if you want to be this guy that you saw. Again, won't stop talking about how you are me and I.
Well, he did show them that one singular night.
How to win at this level.
Yeah, the leadership
then
quality.
Show
them
how to win at this level, right. Kyrie.
Yeah.
Play through your boo-boo, your little bruise on your leg.
This is what would create toxicity.
Go out and play back-to-back on the West Coast and play in the next game.
See, if the injury's not real and the other guys, the young guys that he defers to them, they, as the team that last year that achieved what they achieved, knows that he's not hurt, this is what creates toxicity within that locker.
Or it could be something entirely different. It could just be that the knee is bothering him.
And they don't say it. And they just rolled a leg and not a knee.
Acting up a little bit. And they don't want to say it.
Yeah.
They don't want to reveal that. So they just say it's something else. That could be it too. But I was curious to know what the hell was actually going on. I don't have headphones on, Jim, so I can't hear you if you talk.
Sorry.
I'll have him next segment, though.
Yeah. We'll get him next segment, Jimmy. We're just having opening heated takes here.
A couple minutes to go, yeah. to go handle that before we start the next
segment. Some crap out.
If that's okay.
Yeah.
So that was disappointing last night that Kyrie didn't play. But the win itself? No, they get full credit for that. They kept it going. As a team, they kept it going.
They're getting chirpy on social media again. See
how they were able to do it. I wish they'd get chirpy on social media after they win five or six in a row.
Proud of his team, Big Al.
I wish they'd get chirpy on social media when they win playoff series.
Yep. Rise up, Celtics. Proud of his team. Prayers.
There's nothing wrong with being proud.
No, I know that.
Of turning things around. It feels like they maybe have found their jumping off point, and they can point to that flight on Monday that they took going to the West Coast or Sunday night, whenever it was. They can point to that as their moment when things changed for them.
See, part of the problem, too,
and
is Kyrie.
And they can look back at these games that they just played these last two nights, and they can say, that's where it started. We won two in a row, and we used that as our thing that let us snowball going forward. So, hey, they kept it alive last night.
They need to get it going. And part of the problem is Kyrie, the other day, says that, we can't worry about standings. Like we can't do anything to improve it. When you get your star player going out there and saying it, everybody listens to that, okay. So it doesn't really matter then if we win or lose, right? We're kind of locked in four or five. So you put that mentality out there, then you go through the motions. That triggers people going through the motions. They need to get in rhythm. They need to get in their flow. Some of the stuff like from the other night, Marcus Smart with behind the back pass, Gordon Hayward underneath, get Hayward cutting, get that guy up and running. That's the most important thing, I think, is Gordon Hayward, what he did the other night, then he follows it up. What do you have, 12 last night? So at least he's starting to register. And I think that's good. They need him to score.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody, everybody.
What is the outlook for Kyrie just as you move in the next couple of days?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him about it. I haven't talked to the trainers about it.
Seems like a day-to-day type of thing now.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, 10:20 here on Zolak and Bertrand.
I have a question. When's our schedule fun today? We still doing that today, Jim? Scheduled fun?
Here we go.
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
What?
Oh, Zone needs it more than ever.
Oh, it definitely didn't work yesterday. We can't mandate fun.
I thought it worked yesterday.
You talk about how I cheated at the combine.
I thought it was terrible.
We can do some fun when I tell you how I cheated at
the
combine.
We can have fun. I just don't think we need to force
it.
That's
all. Wait a second.
You're bailing on this 2 days in.
Okay. The things left in the Uber.
Why force it? Why force it?
Jim.
If it's something fun that comes up, we'll do it.
You know what's
going to
be
There's no reason to force it.
I go in there and choke him. Jim.
I agree with that. That would be our fun segment.
The things left in the Uber was a terrible segment?
Yeah, I didn't think it was that good.
I thought it blew. I did. I thought it blew.
Well, you think everything under the sun sucks today.
It was like 30 seconds before we went on the air.
That's just like one of those made-up lists. Like
behind the curtain, 30 seconds before we came back from commercial break, you guys were like, I don't really want to do that.
We're still arguing.
It's the only thing we have.
Dude,
the only thing we have, so let's do it.
I want to do that.
I do it. Why do it if it's the only thing we have? I didn't do it when it's good.
It ended up working, I thought.
Well, then I realized halfway through, like, Uber wants you to talk about Uber. And it's just like, it's one of these little setups.
Oh, it's totally a marketing thing.
Yeah, oh, totally.
Yeah,
because half that stuff you would never leave in a car. Like, let's leave a pet. Let's leave a brand new pet in the car. Yeah, that happens a lot to the point it registers on your
list. Happened once before. That's what they said.
Yeah. Okay.
It happened one time before. It was an 8-week-old Chihuahua.
Right.
Which, as Hardy said, that's right around the time that they go home.
That's right.
You just heard Brad
driver. I forgot I had
right
a dog.
The window.
I only had a dog for 15 minutes. I forgot I had it.
Should we play Brad Stevens again to reset this and start over?
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, because you guys didn't listen to it coming in?
Right.
That too.
Well, he's got to get his headphones on, Jim.
What is the outlook for Kyrie just as he moves in the next couple of days?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him about it. I haven't talked to the trainers about it.
Seems like a day-to-day type of thing now.
Yeah.
Haven't talked to the trainers about it.
He didn't seem too thrilled there.
So your star player's not playing tonight, and you haven't talked to the trainers about it, about what the outlook is, how severe the injury is?
He sound happy there.
Do you believe him? I don't believe him. I think he's covering for Kyrie.
I think he's pissed.
Again.
He sounds pissed.
Covering and pampering for Kyrie. This is the disappointing part about last night. The great part, in my mind, they won. And Gordon Hayward nearly screwed it up and then made up for it. I think that only helps him in his mental gymnastics that he's doing.
Well, it's confidence. Yeah, he needs confidence. Keep doing what you're doing.
So the ball. I think the win is good. I think that's a good sign. The Kyrie thing is suspicious at best.
See, this is where if I'm one of those young guys busting my ass and I'm there and I'm Marcus Smart, I'm the guy diving on the court. It's back-to-back for me, too, you know. Yeah, you know, part of my game. You need me, right? Baines, all these guys fighting to get back.
Listen to his tone. You just mentioned it. The tone.
Again, was he with the team on a trip or not?
Play it one more time. The tone of Brad Stevens. Listen to him.
What is the outlook for Kyrie just as he moves in the next couple of days?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him about it. I haven't talked to the trainers about it.
Seems like a day-to-day type of thing now.
Okay. Yeah.
You traveled a group of only 20 people.
So you haven't talked to the player or the trainers.
Wow.
Yet he's not playing. Okay.
Is that pregame or postgame?
That's pregame.
That's postgame.
Oh, that was.
Oh my God!
Oh, that was postgame. I assume that was.
It's listed in our system as postgame. I'll double check.
Wow!
The audio.
I assume that was pregame.
Well, that's red flagger then.
So you haven't talked.
So
you
got to the gym. You're mulling around. Do you really do that much pregaming as far as your X's and O's and drawing up plays? That what's the deal with Kyrie? How he look? No, but he didn't speak to him or anybody about him. Even getting to the arena, what do they get to the arena? 2.5-3 hours prior to the game.
I don't know if it's that much, but...
Well, I mean, still, if you're going to go there, stretch and shoot around,
there's
right?
enough time.
Yeah.
There's enough time to talk to
Kim,
people.
Look at this. Oh, who's out? Oh, my star point guard. My top 10 player in the NBA.
How bad's the injury? I don't know. I haven't talked to him.
I haven't spoken to him.
Is he day-to-day? I don't know. I haven't talked to the trainer. What? Why?
Who's that? Who's? They
oh, maybe because he's not hurt. That could be it, too. That could be it. Could be that it's not a thigh. Could be that it's just his knee acting up.
Oh, here which comes Kyrie's with the team.
Which, in a strange way,
he's coming off the court with the team. They're shown on NBC Sports Boston.
There it is. So
he looks happy.
He
looks
is
like
happy.
It looks like scheduled day off.
That's encouraging, though.
Yeah.
I'll give him that. He's excited about what his team is doing.
Yeah, give him a little.
Well, good. He's mentally in a good place. Yeah. It appears that the entire team is all of a sudden mentally in a much better place.
Well, maybe they buried some stuff, man. Get it out there, and you just move past it. That plane ride might have been the best thing for him, really, to what Kyrie said. It's good we had that plane ride. I'll just leave it at that. Air your stuff out, man, and get past it. It's like we did in that first segment. Sorry.
I don't have anything to air out with you.
I don't have anything to air out. I just, you know, wound up.
617-779-0985. Celtics deserve some credit for last night for winning. That's what
that was postgame.
It was. Okay. All right. John's in Charlestown. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Zo, I am so with you. Like, I have no idea why. Like, the Warriors are not the Warriors. They're like the Celtics of the West. Okay? They lost to the Heat. They lost to the Magic. They went down 15 points to Houston just like a couple weeks ago, less than that. Okay? So let's not start, like, making out like, ooh, they beat the Warriors. No, they didn't.
Wait,
the
so they're not getting credit for the Warriors game?
It's not that. Not that much. Trust me. Because the Warriors are not the Warriors right now.
Well, because Brad came on with us, and Kerr echoed it after the game that they played like dog crap, and they were jogging.
They did.
Running.
They did, and we said that yesterday,
John. They didn't have Klay Thompson.
But if you watch that game.
That's a good win.
John, if you watch that game and watch the way the Celtics played compared to the last month, you would know there was a difference.
I enjoyed it.
They were into it, John.
There is a huge difference. But you know what the difference is? The difference is over now. Because this is what Kyrie did. Oh, the next game's not good enough for me. Let's just let the scraps take over. The attitude of not following with his teammates. Oh, I got a thigh contusion. Oh, whoopty. That is a terrible look.
Okay.
And this team is still.
To your point, John.
This team's still got issues.
And then we just got confirmation. That's post-game Kyrie clapping going in with the team. And he's around the team. He's on the bench. He's there. And he never talks to the head coach. And the head coach never talks to a trainer? That is odd, man.
That would indicate that something is still a little off.
That tells me something's off. Yeah. That's weird, dude. I'm sorry. Because if he's sitting with the team, he's right there at the end of the bench or right behind the team, right? In his street clothes. So that's weird. That is weird. Brad sounded pissed.
I don't know if piss seems a little strong.
Sick of it.
Like, all right, what are the odds he plays against the Lakers Saturday night, nationally televised, 100%. ABC against LeBron?
100%.
100%. Wouldn't miss that game.
I hope LeBron sits. Because they're tanking right now. They are in a tailspin. They have no shot of making the playoffs, it looks like. They're out like, what are they, 5 or 6 games out of the playoffs with like 16 left? They're not going to make the playoffs.
Hardy, did you see the play the other night with LeBron rolling the ball down the court?
Oh, we talked about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think.
Yeah, we did.
Did we talk about it on the air?
Briefly.
Oh, yeah. AU.
Maybe
AU
we talked about it on TV.
Play. No, we talked about it. AU
did we talk about
play.
It on the show?
Yeah. Huh?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, we did.
I don't recall.
You could make a case.
Disengage. He was standing outside the huddle when, what's his name, was drawn plays up. Yeah, we talked about it.
He rolls the ball. LeBron James, this is. Rolls the ball down the court.
And takes a fadeaway three.
Waits until it gets to the three-point line. Picks it up and jacks a three.
Yeah, right. Fading away.
Well.
Fade away.
Butt beetle.
It's unbelievable.
There's about 30 seconds left in the half, right?
Yeah.
So it was argued by the, you know, LeBron contingency that he did that so that they could still have last shot.
Right.
You know, so then the other team gets the ball 24 seconds off. You still get last
shot.
He's
so smart. That. Listen, I love LeBron. I've been a LeBron defender since he
I can watch him every night. I can watch him every night.
I don't hate LeBron or anything like that.
He's playing chess while the rest... Right.
He's an a-hole.
He's playing checkers while the rest of us are playing tic-tac-toe.
He's an a-hole.
But I'll say this. When he knows it's over, he checks right the bleep out.
He was crying. Didn't he pass Jordan or something on points? He was crying.
Did you see him get...
He's a tremendous player.
He's a good actor.
One of the best players I've ever seen. He's not Jordan, but still.
He'll never be Jordan.
He just checks the three. Yeah, no. He's so far ahead mentally than the rest
he's
of them.
He's so enabled.
Did you see his teammate push him into position defensively?
On defense. Yes. We did. We talked about this. I retweeted them all. Yeah.
I mean,
who was that? Kyle Kuzma, right? Was that who that was?
That's your guy.
Yeah. Get him. Over there. Get switch.
We're in man to man.
Good for him. He's open.
Good for him.
It's like taking a rookie and throwing him. Ron's like, ow, my back.
Well, you know, Kyrie has learned from the best. What can we say? He turns it on when the spotlight's on.
But this
Kyrie
is the league,
Irving.
Though.
Last night, Sacramento. I'll see you guys for the game on Saturday against the Lakers.
Anthony Davis has got a minutes thing. I mean, do you think they have, like, scheduled nights off with Kyrie? Part of the deal? Post-knee?
It could be. It could be, but if that's the case, I wish they would just say it that way.
Yes.
And say, you know what? We want this was a scheduled night for him. We want to take care of that knee before we get to the playoffs. That, to me, if that was truly the case, they should have said that. If it really is Kyrie saying, I'm going to pass on this one because I got a bruise on my thigh. Come on.
Ooh, ow, ow, ow.
Give me a break. I'd feel better if it were the knee. In a weird way.
Yeah.
You don't want him to have knee issues, but in a strange way, it'd be like,
I would feel
all right,
better.
You want to just protect him a little bit.
I would feel better. Okay, you're playing against a bunch of kids. It's a back-to-back night, to Hardy's point. You've got this knee issue. It's never going to go away. We need you to be the best you are during the playoffs because you're not going to miss a game in any series. So we can't really better. He said it himself. We can't be the 1, 2, or 3. We're stuck at 4 or 5. So why not rest him?
Rick is in New Hampshire. Hi, Rick.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, I got a really different take on the Celtics. Nobody seems to be we all know when we watch the game, when Kyrie's in the game, we all watch the game without him. We just when you watch Kyrie play, it's like watching a movie you know you've seen 1,000 times. And the reason my take is
like Goodfellas. I see Goodfellas a lot. Like if it comes on, I can't turn that movie off.
I don't. You know? When you watch the game, it's like, okay, Kyrie's going to have the ball. He's going to come down. He's going to kind of like doing LeBron. He's going to dribble over here. He's going to dribble over there. He's going to go by his guy. He's going to throw it to a guy in three-point land. And, oh, he's going to make a shot. Oh, no, he doesn't. That's kind of how the Celtics have looked with Kyrie in the game. Most of the time, and when they win their games, they make their threes. When they don't, they lose, and they lose pretty bad. My take is on it, you know, have you ever noticed even when Kyrie is shooting, nobody is ever in position to get a rebound when Kyrie shoots. Do you know why that is?
They're not a rebounding team.
See that, but that hasn't been the case actually couldn't have been the case last night, but it wasn't the case 2 nights ago.
I'm just saying
Baines is in the game.
No, but
that's the only rebounder they have.
Rick's not wrong, though. Rick is not wrong in general. He's not. Did I cut out there for a second?
Yeah.
Okay.
Something skipped.
I thought something was on. We good?
I thought you like swallowed mid.
Yeah, I just gave you the hand before you said it. You're good.
Oh.
Okay.
I thought you were waving at us for some reason. Or send it to Hardy for headlines or something.
Maybe I should have done the my bad. The tap the chest.
That was me. 617-779-0985. We got calls on both Kyrie. And we mentioned LeBron, and you know what happens when you mention LeBron. There is a connection there, though. There is a connection between Kyrie and LeBron. It's just undeniable, though. That's who Kyrie learned from. He learned from LeBron. We can't ever forget that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Something.
You gotta wear your lucky jersey, don't wash the lucky socks,
rub your ball 16 times. Yeah.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
There's some developments today in the Robert Kraft case. As you heard Hardy say in headlines, Robert Kraft will be forced to appear in court coming up on March 28th. We will get to that coming up in just a little bit. There is news on that front. Also, Red Sox news yesterday, Steven Wright gets popped for 80 games for PEDs. There's nothing worse than a PED guy who gets caught.
No kidding.
What's the point? What are you doing? What is the point? So we'll get to that coming up as well. Let's go back to your calls, Celtics related. I'm giving them credit for winning last night. They won by the slimmest of margins. Gordon Hayward nearly blew it with a bad foul with under 8 seconds to play. Comes back down the other end, hits a game-winning shot. Celtics managed to keep it rolling, keep it going, and they did it without Kyrie Irving. Let's go to Mike, who's in Revere. Hi, Mike.
How's it going, boys?
Hey.
So you guys were talking about...
I'll tell you what, Mike, we're going to put you on hold because that is a bad, bad connection. We'll go back to you. We'll try and get you in a better spot. Ryan's in the car. Hi, Ryan.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Hey.
So going back to the thought on when you said Kyrie, the plane ride helped a lot. If you look at like a clip, I think it was the last 2 minutes of the game last night, you saw Marcus Smart kind of laying into Jaylen Brown like he previously did, but immediately if you look after, they go into the huddle and he gives them like a big high five and a hug. So I think the plane ride did have something to do with these last two games. Thank you.
All right. I think something clearly happened and they said as much.
Maybe there are little incidents like that where guys take it the wrong way and, you know, you let it fester and you let it continue to stew within you. And if you have an issue, like, hey, you know what? Get past it.
In fact,
maybe they had that talk.
What Ryan brings up, that moment last night at the end, Brad Stevens actually talked about that after the game.
Okay.
Got past that moment. Well, Tatum got fouled on the next play, I believe, and made the free throws. But, yeah, it was just a miscommunication. We were switching 1 through 5, and it was, you know, Fox did a great job of quickly getting to where he wanted to go. And by the time we were organized, he was laying it in. We have to be better in that moment. But, you know, it's all about how you respond, like you said, and we did a good job in the next couple of possessions, I guess.
So they didn't let it unravel in that spot, right? They sort of regained focus and worked their way back in within the segment of that game.
De'Aaron Fox is good. Really good. He would have made Kyrie look bad at times last night if Kyrie was playing. He is fast. He is lightning fast.
Here's the one thing that I will agree with you, though, as I know you've been very unimpressed with the win last night. They have not exactly faced a ton of adversity here in these last two games. They haven't played a good team and overcome.
Yeah, get
a
down
good
by 12 and then
that is playing
shows
in their best.
Sack. I understand,
right?
Yeah.
They could have done that on Sunday, but they completely no-showed for the game.
They had that nice run at the end to lose only by how many they lost by.
I get
25.
It. Which is I'm not telling you that that the Celtics season has turned around. Right? That it's completely different from what it was, and that they've completely turned and that they are heading in the different direction. I don't know that yet. I don't think any of us know that yet. But it just feels good to see the team re-engaged over the last couple of nights.
It's amazing when you give effort how people watch and appreciate it, right? I mean, it's pretty much that simple. It doesn't matter about the score. It really doesn't. We said this Thursday. Wednesday. When they played Golden State. You said, just watch them. Do they look different than what they did? They look completely disengaged on Sunday. Like, didn't want to be there. Going through the motions. And it's just, it's really how do you play?
It would have been harder to do this on Sunday against Houston.
Yeah.
And they didn't do it there. And I get it. The plane ride. Whatever happened on the plane ride. And Gordon Hayward's black eye.
Yeah, when did that sucker pop up?
Do you really think he has a black eye, by the way?
Did his eye hit Kyrie's thigh?
Have you seen it? Do you think he truly has a true black eye?
He's got an orbital contusion.
A little, I don't know. I don't know what happened.
Sure.
Yeah, probably took an elbow.
Yeah. Fist fight on the plane.
He usually doesn't swallow.
No, I'm just saying, who knows? But anyway, yeah, something happened on that flight. They've got to do it against a team like Houston now. They've got to have one of these games against a team that is good, number one, and two, giving full effort. That was not Golden State the other night. So that I do understand. But this is a much better way of approaching things.
We got time for one more?
No. No, you don't have time.
All right, guys. I got to go.
I think it was his wife hitting him in the face with a controller.
Threw the controller at him on the way out. Take this with you.
Take this junk with you.
This is what my life has come to.
Threw it across
the room. Give me that one. Give me that part.
Threw it across the room at him. My life is pathetic because of you and your video.
My life
games.
Is pathetic because I married a 6 foot.
Scott in Weymouth.
Video
All right, go ahead, Scott. 30 Boom. Seconds. Let's do it. Boom.
Let's do it. Boom. Easy. I'll get it done in 25 seconds. I'm just getting tired of Kyrie. And Zoe, I got a quick QB question for you at the end of this. I'm just tired of Kyrie. I'm not that big of a Celtics fan to begin with. I'm more of a hockey fan. But I do pay attention to the local sports scene. But he's like a cartoon character. He's annoying, he's amusing, and he's leaving in July, so I really don't care. Anyway, I just hope they make a deep run like the Bruins. It's going to be fun to be at the Garden in May. Zolak, you ready for a quick QB question,
sure.
please? All right. So I never played quarterback, but I love throwing the ball down the beach. A friend is propositioning me, wants to bet money, if I can throw the ball 50 yards in the air. Now, you tell me, is that unattainable?
50
is that
yards upward into the air?
No, you mean
50 yards like down the field.
Down the field.
No, meaning I'm standing on the goal line. We're going to do this away
How old
in the
are
school.
You? How old are you?
How old am I? Wicked old. 42.
Yeah. How heavy are you right now?
I'm actually not doing too bad.
When's the last time you threw an object?
I threw a beer at my friend last weekend.
I'd take the under on that.
No, but real quick, Zoe, what is the average? Like, how far could Brady throw it if he was warmed up in the end zone? And how far could you throw
Probably
it?
60?
You had a good arm.
Brady
probably
can do
60?
It about 60 yards, 65.
65?
I'm never hitting 50 then, huh?
Yeah, no, probably not. I'd push 70.
It looks so close,
What
though,
size football? You're going to use a regulation-size football?
That's a great question.
Do you ever, if you go to the toy store, they have that John Elway.
The Whistler.
It's got the long tail on it. We have one down at the Cape at the beach, and I literally throw it. I can throw that the length of three properties, man. That thing moves.
How far could you throw it, though?
Which one?
How far?
Which one? That little thing?
No, real football, NFL.
Oh, right now. 70?
I'm not. But right now.
I'd probably get up to 65.
You think so?
Yeah, if you let me warm up, yeah.
Now, wait a second. That Cape football, I'm not familiar with the unit of measurement properties. You said the length of three properties. What is that in terms of feet or yards?
Yeah, what kind of property size?
It's probably about 100 plus.
You can throw one of those over 100
yards.
Yeah.
Yeah, once you get that thing moving and you get it up high enough.
Over 100 yards.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So you could stand on the one end zone line in Gillette Stadium and throw it into the other end zone.
Yes. What, the vortex?
Yeah. Yeah.
I believe that.
Yeah.
I think we need to try that.
We could do that one day.
Those sure, that'd be fun. Those
I'm
vortex
more, I'm more
that would be, hey, that would be our plan fun segment.
Do you remember when Elway was in the commercial for it?
Mandatory fun.
No.
Elway was in the vortex commercial in the 90s where he threw it. I'll tell you what. We'll get to that. We'll play it for you. Okay? That was the
there's
thing.
You and me oh, playing
there,
catch.
Oh, there's a, yeah, there you go. There's a little toss at the old station there on the simulcast.
Yeah, get it loose.
Are we going to get the shot of Chachi falling down? Because that makes
me sad.
What
about Adolfo? Here's Fred.
Fred looks good.
Fred's working with the trainer now because he has boobs and he can't keep his pants up.
Hikes the britches up there. I'm afraid this
program director's in here somewhere too, right?
There he is.
Yeah.
There he is. Oh, running, you know he
running, it looked like he was running in dress shoes.
Yeah. The loafers. They call those loafers.
The new farthest flying Vortex Mega Flux.
I'm John Elway. I set a world record by throwing the Vortex football over 90 yards.
I'm not John Elway, but I'm going to smash John Elway's record with the new Vortex Mega Flux.
A new record over 100 yards.
It's an awesome throw.
It's an awesome ball.
If you want to smash your own record, you want the new Vortex Mega Flux.
Vortex Mega Flight.
Yep. The record, the world record, is just over 100 yards.
Really?
With the Vortex? No. See, that's a scam. They said the world record for Elway was 90. Come on. He could throw it further than 90 yards.
Yeah,
then
get it up. We'll try it one day. It's fun.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Yeah.
Robert Kraft has had his court date changed, though.
I saw that.
Arraignment now set for March 28th in Palm Beach County. And the new court filing indicates it has a directive in it that the defendant must be present at this hearing, meaning Robert Kraft will be forced to appear in court coming up on March 28th in Palm Beach, which means he will be in court to face the charges on that day. That's different. That's different than what we had seen before, because previously that was not in there.
I thought he was hiring these certain lawyers because he didn't have to appear.
Right. Previously it was reported that he did not need to be present at the hearing.
Correct.
But the county is now saying otherwise. The notice adds that failure for Kraft to appear in court will result in bond forfeiture and a warrant will be issued for his arrest.
Oh, yeah.
So he's...
Yeah, you make a weekend out of it. He's going out and staying at the Breakers anyway.
Yeah, no, good weekend trip.
Good week. Yeah, good week trip.
Good weekend trip.
Check the weather.
On March 28th. The owners' meetings, by the way, end on the 27th.
Perfect.
What do you mean, perfect?
Hey, go to the owners' meetings.
Oh, no, you're right.
Last thing you want to do is miss a portion of the owners' meetings because you're going to court.
So I think the owners' meetings are the 24th to 27th. Do I have those dates right, Jim? 24, 25, 26, 27, right?
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Where are they doing it at this year? Biltmore?
I don't know where those meetings
sometimes
are.
Sometimes they're in Palm Beach or the Biltmore down in
I could tell
Miami.
You. I can tell you where they are. But the owners' meetings will wrap up the day before. And so, wait a minute. Let's back this up a second. Does he go to the owners' meetings?
Yeah. Yeah. You're the owner of the team coming off the Super Bowl victory. Yes. Yeah. You're in many committees. You need to start talking to people within your circle, which I'm sure you've already done. Yeah.
They're in Phoenix this year. Thank you, Jim. Thanks for looking that up. So the meetings are in Phoenix. Where in Phoenix, I wonder? In Scottsdale, or are they in Phoenix?
They have the Biltmore at it'll be Scottsdale. So they have the Biltmore there. They also have the ranch where the Patriots stayed at Super Bowl. That'd be a nice spot for the owners.
Well, they're going to do it out in that area.
At the Ritz.
So they'll do it out west.
You have the Kierland Resort where they stayed back in. Yeah, you don't want to go there.
So assuming he's at the owners' meetings, he will go directly from the owners' meetings back to Florida to appear in court on Thursday, March 28th, early in the day. That will be a circus.
Yeah.
Outside that courthouse.
Sure.
That day as he comes and goes. I have another question as I was thinking about this. When will we hear from him again?
Doesn't he always talk at the owners' meetings?
Typically, yes.
Yeah.
Will we hear from him there?
Probably not. I don't think you hear from him anytime soon. Not until this is taken care of.
That could be a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
That could be some time.
Sure.
Does that mean everything is quiet until this is over with?
I would think so. Yeah. Yeah. You may hear from, I don't think Jonathan would talk either because of, you know, family. Yeah. I don't think you're going to hear from anybody within the organization until this is resolved.
So it's going to be media blackout for the team until
Correct.
It's over.
Yep.
No, Belichick has to speak at the coach's breakfast. That,
you know what, though?
During those meetings, right?
Hey, he hasn't shown up at that thing in recent
Belichick
years.
Belichick went to the combine, showed
Wait,
up.
No, he showed up at the breakfast. They have to show up at the breakfast, right?
I know that. Sometimes they don't, but I think he's missed a couple of those.
He's missed the photo, right?
He's missed photos.
He missed the breakfast?
No, he's not shown up at the breakfast,
where
too.
He's gone in, take a peek in, and he just kept walking. He showed up at the combine to give Rich Eisen a check again, but would not go on air with him.
March 28, 2017, Bill Belichick skips AFC coaches breakfast. Instead, left and went to the Florida Pro Day.
There you go. What's going to better him more, doing that or sitting there talking to reporters?
There's another one. I don't know what year. This one's from 2011. He skipped the breakfast. So okay. I know of at least two times he's done that, 2011 and 2017.
So he could at least defer to say, hey, I missed these before. What's the big deal? I'm going to work kids out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Find out who's having a pro day, the day of the breakfast.
I'm looking at a Ron Borges column from 2017. It says, I sat down for breakfast yesterday with Bill Belichick. He seemed kind of distant. And it was all about how Bill didn't show up at the table.
Yeah.
And so he didn't speak in 2017. He didn't speak in 2011 and skipped it then. Does he skip it again this time?
When was the year he was just sitting there drinking orange juice, just staring straight ahead when people were talking to him?
I don't know what year that was. It was going okay, back
that was Palm
two or
Beach.
Three years ago.
That was in Palm Beach.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was at the Breakers.
I wonder what happened. I mean, what happens for everybody now? What happens if this is still going on at, you know, training camp time?
I think it'll move quick, don't you?
I hope so.
Yeah.
That's my hope.
It's pretty simple, right?
That is my hope.
Yeah.
But at some point, the draft is coming up in May, right?
Yeah. Draft is in April.
April.
End of April.
April. April.
They moved it back again.
Right.
God.
I know. The draft is next month.
Oh.
Wow, that was crystal clear. Thank you, Zoe.
All right. I don't know where that came from. Sorry.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Tum-tum okay?
Fine.
Okay.
No changes.
The draft is next month. So there will be draft press conferences that happen no matter what. Bill Belichick has never skipped those. I don't think he ever would. You know who you could get instead? Nick Caserio.
I love it.
Nick Caserio would have to do, you know, deal with whatever questions from the Channel 7s.
Those are easy to handle, though. Thanks for coming, Byron. Yeah. It's a legal matter. We're not to talk about that.
I mean, it's not. It's really not a Patriot matter. You can say I don't have any knowledge about that. We know nothing about it.
So just we're here to talk about football.
Something that doesn't have to do with the team. So I don't know anything about that.
Could easily handle that. If the questions keep coming, you just walk away. Yeah.
But when it comes to the sort of the names, I'm curious to know when and if we will hear from Robert Kraft at any point. What happens when it ends? Does he say something then?
A statement. Price statement. And then I think there's time.
Well, he's going to be there on the 28th, and there's going to be a million cameras, and there will be a million questions being shouted at him, but I don't think you're going to get any answers. And then what happens at the owners' meetings? Does anybody from the organization speak at the owners' meetings? Maybe, maybe not. Mm. Coach?
Does he wear a suit, coat, tie?
Who's that? That?
Well, Robert, when he shows up. You show up
I don't recall.
Like Brady wore a coat and tie when he went to his hearings in New York.
Oh, you mean in court?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would think so, right?
We're going to get the sketch of Kraft in court?
So this isn't a federal courtroom.
Right.
So I assume that cameras are allowed in. This is a state court. And
Florida going to have
didn't we hear
fun.
that they put all their court proceedings now on Facebook Live?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Didn't someone tell us that?
Fulgur Mazur on that too, right? Off-air show?
My guess is there will be film from inside the courtroom. No, I don't think he's going to have to speak. So I don't think you're going to get anything out of that.
Yeah.
But still, there will be video of the walk into the courthouse, of being in the courtroom. All of that is going to happen on the 28th. 617-779-0985.
Sorry.
Let's put this hour behind us. What do you say?
It's good.
Let's move on to the next hour.
My patience back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.